With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Accessing land is one of the biggest hurdles for farmers who are just starting out. An estimated 100 million acres of current land used to grow our food is also expected to be up for grabs in the coming years as the current generation of farmers in the U.S. retires. Emily Lipstrow, Policy Director with the Ecological Food and Farm Association, says beginning farmers face competition for the land from developers, larger corporate farmers, investment companies, as well as the fossil fuel industry.
It's certainly in our national security to ensure that we've got some land in agriculture and some folks that are really interested and able to grow food for our population.
There's actually a bill in Ohio that's being proposed, which would allow income tax credits for beginning farmers who participate in a financial management program, as well as tax credits for landowners who transition their land to a beginning farmer. Lipstrow called the bill a good step to ensure states are supporting the next generation needed to grow our food. And in this case, she adds, major farming organizations, in this case in Ohio, are already on board.
There's unanimity in the farm community about the importance of taking this kind of step to make sure that we've got land in production for the next generation.
Minnesota already has a program in place. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.